Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With the Scott Docterman tweet yesterday about how many Power 5, how many schools are playing 10 Power 5 opponents this upcoming year, I got a lot of traction, even a little salty Trev quote tweet. I think I'm not SEC honker, but this discussion, until there are ramifications for the SEC to play 9, why would they? The formula works.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys know this or not. So this is the Scott Docterman tweet, which was very, very interesting. Is in the ACC, 10 of the 15, because they include Notre Dame, will play 10 Power 5 teams. The Big Ten, 13 of 14. Now, prepare yourself. Michigan might be the best team in the Big Ten. East Carolina, Bowling Green, UNLV.
Whoa!
That is their non-con this year.
That's a juggernaut.
So just prepare yourself. And Michigan, because they'll get crushed for that non-con.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Big 12, 11 of 14. The Pac-12 is 10 of 12. And then the SEC is 2 of 14. Florida and South Carolina, because Florida has Florida State, South Carolina has Clemson, that's built in.
Yep.
But also Florida is starting the year at Utah. I mean, Florida's schedule this year is pretty difficult. And good on them. They actually leave the state of Florida and they go all the way to Salt Lake City. I don't know if guys will be able to react, because they might actually see from afar snow on the mountains. But good on Florida for doing that. So that drew a lot of traction yesterday. But to me, until there are ramifications for the conference where it means more, but we're going to play less, why would they ever change?
Right.
Why would they ever change?
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Because isn't the ultimate goal to win the national championship?
Mm-hmm.
The Big Ten in the playoff is 3-7. The SEC is 13-2. Head-to-head, the SEC is 4-1 against the Big Ten. Is that because the Big Ten was worn out because they played one extra conference game?
Yeah, they're dog tired.
Until there are ramifications, the SEC should stick at 8. Now, I do believe that they're a year ahead of when ESPN, their contract kicks in. So ESPN, you know, they laid off 7,000 people in the Disney company. They're not even going to say, oh, yeah, here is more money.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, McAfee, you're going to have to give us back some of that money. We got to give it to the SEC. So I get that it's about money. They're a year early because they weren't supposed to be in until 25. They're going to be in until, you know, they're coming in at 24. ESPN balks. They stick at 8. I do believe they will get to 9. But honestly, until somebody makes them pay for not being
right.
uniform in a sport that has no uniformity, I wouldn't change. It's your formula to win a national championship.
Right, and that's when, you know, if the college football playoff would dictate such, where you're looking at all of the conferences other than the SEC that are going to a 9 conference game model, then you're saying, okay, now everybody needs to be a part of that. But I thought what Greg Sankey said yesterday when it came to the TV aspect of it, which I don't know if I totally buy into this. I understand him saying it, but talking about how the TV isn't going to sort of force that decision. They're going to do what they feel is going to be best for their conference, and the TV money will follow that. I don't know if I buy into that. And I think if he truly felt that way, I think this would have gone beyond the 2024 season. I think you would have had maybe even a two-year, at the very least, a two-year sort of sample of continuing down the 8-game conference schedule and then maybe rediscussing it after 2 years. So I still feel like the fact that they only did it once, to me that was them kind of kicking the can down the just down a little bit further so they could kind of reassess once Oklahoma and Texas are in the conference, go from there. But I don't buy that, and I don't even know if Greg Sankey truly believes that whatever they're going to do, the money's just going to follow that. TV is going to follow that. So if they decide that everybody is doing 9 and there's a lot of pressure on doing 9 and you still stick with 8 and you've got some type of uniform decision making when it comes to that, because even Saban has kind of flipped on this. I still don't believe that TV is going to be wild about that. I still don't think like, oh, well, you know what? SEC's doing it, that's fine. We're all in on that, however they want to do it. I still think they're going to have some influence on getting that to a 9 game.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget, this is not revisionist history. When the Big Ten went from 8 to 9 and not everybody followed, we had the same response. Why? Why are you hurting yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What's the incentive to go to 9? TV?
Nobody's making you
TV?
Do it.
Isn't the incentive is to have a national champion or playoff teams right. out of your conference? Yeah, see, there's no incentive for the SEC to say, hey, man, we got to go to 9. They're getting knocked, of course. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna pull back the curtain and go, you're actually very smart. So you can have that Middle Tennessee weekend.
Yeah.
You can play Campbell.
Cupcake weekend.
Yeah. It's a bye week in November.
You know what? It's not really, I mean, the results are there. When the SEC gets to nut cutting time, pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do we remember a team from the SEC beat a team from the Big 12 who plays more conference games, 65-7 in the national championship game.
And it wasn't that close.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, the results speak for themselves. And you're right. Unless there is anything that is telling you that you have to do this and there's some type of repercussions for that, you don't need to do that.
And we're never going to get a uniform schedule, I don't believe. I mean, this is a sport that doesn't have a commissioner and everybody is, you know, in it for themselves. It would be great to have everybody play 9. Don't kid yourself. Maybe we'll get there one day. But for anybody losing their mind and you know, eating up oxygen because the SEC didn't vote to go to 9, just go, yeah, you guys are smart. That's the formula.
Mm-hmm.
That's the formula. And it hasn't affected them one bit. Hasn't affected them one bit. When they get to playoff time, they show up. They do well. Everybody's got the same kind of rest.
Incredible amount of value with the SEC product. So, yeah, it's not a broken model right now. And, again, until you are literally forced to do it, don't do it.
Be better, Michigan, though. I know their non-con improves a little bit, but and then Michigan's response will be, we're going to win a national championship this year. Yeah. So there's ramifications for people that don't play difficult games. Or one day in the playoff, we get a team that's 8-4. People are going to play the system, and they should, because your ultimate goal is to make the playoff.
Yep.
And when it expands to 12, what's the best way to do it? As long as you're not dinged by one loss or even two losses, maybe the sport will start thinking about the fans and giving us Power 5 games. All right. Matt Verzalt joins us next. He's a 5-star Power 5 offensive lineman. He'll join us on Sharp and Hanley, 1620 of the Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.